This is a replay of the Tuesday night, August 13th WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. We have 3 hours to spend together tonight, and if it's on your mind, it'll be on mine, but I thought I'd start with stupid criminals, and then we'll get to Donna and Jim and Margie. But this one, really, just when you think they can't get any dumber. So apparently we have these drug dealers, and I won't say they're a huge cartel or anything, but we're talking about thousands and thousands of dollars of illegal drugs. And they've decided they're going to ship it by the mail. Yes, USPS. And no, the mail didn't discover it at all. What happened was they used a nice big box and they put an amplifier from the Guitar Center in it. Now, of course, they hollowed out the amplifier and used that as their carrying case. That was the cover for the shipment. And of course, to further hide their identities, they left the Guitar Center return address on the package. And, of course, properly, or I don't know if you want to say properly, but they use the correct send-to address. The problem is that someone in the post office, for whatever reason, sent it to the return address by mistake. That would be the Guitar Center, suburban Atlanta, Gwinnett County. And right? And when the workers saw that it was an amp, they did all the right things. The first thing they did was took it out of the box and wanted to inspect it, you know, because who knows, they're going to sell it for used or something like that. They do inspect it, and they noticed that there were things that were clearly not in the line of an amp's normal purpose. And the Gwinnett County Police said, "The employees did exactly the right thing. It's extremely rare that it happens at any business." But apparently when the employer saw that it was absolutely loaded with thousands of dollars, cocaine and methamphetamine in general, they called the cops. Now, it's interesting because, of course, police do their best to intercept these packages, stop them from reaching their intended destination. But in this case, this one slipped through, and for whatever reason, instead of to the recipient, it was sent to the quote-unquote center, which was the Guitar Center. And the interesting thing is, if you're wondering what in post office lingo, what they've discovered in illegal substances, well, in 2023 alone, over $70 million, and not only USPS, but also FedEx and UPS that officers were able to seize with the help of a canine. All right, woof. So they're now looking for the intended recipients, and I don't know why it wasn't properly delivered. Was the address incorrect? There's no information about that, but at least they do have an address that supposedly will lead to the problem or the perpetrators, and so we'll see. But yes, do not use a return address that's going to wind up someplace like, oh, I don't know, in this case, the Guitar Center. All right, 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. Donna is in Schaumburg. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hello, Raleigh.
Hey, Donna.
I have about six things I'd like to ask you real quick, and two for Jim. First of all, Jim, I have a great niece, 2 years old, who wore the helmet, and she's doing just fine.
Good.
My 17-year-old grandson wore the helmet, and he's been a straight-A student all through school.
Good.
So Jim doesn't really have to worry about it.
That's great. That's great. And he's on hold. We're going to talk to him next. I'm sure he'll welcome that news.
Good. Okay, now, I know you're very protective of Scotty's privacy. I never understood if Scotty was a singer or if he played an instrument.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't know. What I do know is Scotty was involved with a number of groups. I can't tell you which ones.
I understand.
No, no. I mean, I say I can't tell you because I don't know. You see, the thing is, Scotty did not disclose that. But from his phone calls, what I could tell you, it was easy to intuit, is obviously he had performed on stage with the groups, because the stories he knew about the backstage shenanigans and stuff like that, he would have had to have been there. So whether he was just a musician who appeared in concert as opposed to on record, I don't know.
Oh, okay. That makes fine.
Yeah.
Okay, now Marianne, the ghost person.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Marianne Winkowski.
Okay. Is Marianne one word or two?
It's, well, it's two words, but if you're doing it online, it's
Maryannkowski.com.
Wait a minute. W-O-W. No. Okay, Mary, Maryannann. Then Winkowski is W-I-N.
W-I-N.
K-O-W.
K-O-W.
S-K-I.
.com. Okay. How is her and her family doing?
You know, John was just chiding me the other day because I have not called Marianne in a while. I know she's been making some appearances, so I'm glad to see that, but I haven't talked to her firsthand, but I'm going to fix that soon.
Okay, do you think you might get her back on your show?
Well, eventually, maybe. That's hard to say, because what's been going on is Ted, her husband, is really having physical issues, and so she doesn't know in advance when she's available and when she's not. So what I've said to her is, hey, I don't want to add any pressure to this, but whenever you feel up to it, tell us, and I'll move heaven and earth to fit your schedule. So completely up to her.
Okay. Now, the last question I have for you is there an astrology book I can get? I have no idea about houses, the red moon, and which planets in the house and all that.
There are a number of books. I can't say that any of them would be great for you to read. Years ago, there was something called The Complete Astrologer, P-L-E-A-T, Complete Astrologer. But that's long out of print, and it probably would have a lot of stuff you don't want to wade through. But I used to recommend that years ago. But let me look for something that's something that's an easy read. There was also a woman, gosh, I guess this is now the 80s, who wrote a good book. I'll look for some, and I'll let you know.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Oh, sure.
And I hope you're feeling well this evening.
Well, thanks. A little better than last night, but still a little iffy. But yes, better than last night. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye.
All right, good deal. Yeah, Marianne's next public opinion. She's doing wine and spirits. Yeah, well, we know about the spirits at Wagner's of Westlake. And that, of course, is in the Cleveland area. And September 14th from 5 to 10 p.m. So if you're in Cleveland, check that out on September 14th. And yeah, there were several books that were good. The other thing is, of course, as you know, I believe strongly when it comes to Western astrology for their birth chart interpretation and things of that nature. But when it comes to transits, I very much, No, absolutely. John came in here and said, how about astrology for dummies? No, don't even think about it. All right, I very much, when it comes to transits, believe more in Vedic astrology. And Vedic astrology is so damn involved. I'm going to look to see if there's any easy breakdown of that, because, man, I tell you, Western astrology compared to Vedic astrology is the difference between kindergarten and a PhD, trust me. All right, so I will do my homework, though, and find some stuff for Donna. And we'll talk to Jim in a moment, and Margie, and there's room for you, too. But I want to mention the CC Radio Solar that now has Bluetooth. And this is a terrific radio because it's peace of mind in a small package. It's going to work no matter what. When you talk about emergency radios, very often you might have one that's battery-operated, and here's the emergency, the power's out and all that. You reach for it, the batteries are dead. Yeah. And solar is great, too. But what if you haven't left it, in the windowsill to charge up and all that? Well, you're out of luck. So what do you do? Well, the CC Radio Solar works no matter what. Oh, sure, you can get optional AC and just plug it in the wall. And oh, sure, you can use the batteries and they last a really long time. And of course, you can just put it in a windowsill or whatever, and the oversized solar panel will cause you to be able to listen to it for days. But above all, what I love about it is it's got a little hand crank in the back. And you crank that for about 30 seconds, you can listen for about 30 minutes. And so, whether it's a fire, a tornado, a hurricane, or whatever is going on that causes the power to be off and you to be in trouble, the CC Solar will work. Now, it's also terrific because every radio that Bob Crane develops is just better when it comes to reception. Terrific reception. And the CC Solar is not an exception. It is just wonderful. And on top of that now, Bob Crane has included Bluetooth, and that's really neat because you can use the speaker to listen to all sorts of neat things. And the thing is about the size of a brick, maybe a little smaller, and it's got a clean, modern design. It doesn't look like a crank radio, but it's got 5 one-touch memories and just, again, superior reception and excellent audio. It's AM, it's FM. Of course, it's the weather band and the weather alerts from NOAA. Wouldn't be an emergency radio without that. You can check it out at ccradio.com anytime, ccradio.com. Look at the CC Radio Solar with Bluetooth. Can't go online for some reason? Call them. World's best customer service. They'll answer all your questions. They'll send you a hard copy of the catalog if you want it, or you can order right by phone. And that's 800-522-8863. 800-522-TUNE. Easy to remember. 800-522-8863. But if you can, go online, because there's a lot of great information as well as great products. And when it comes to radio lovers, this is Nirvana. It's the C Crane Company. CCRadio.com. You tell them that Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio.
I still love you, just like I did before. But before you smile and walk through the door, darling, I don't wanna cry. I don't wanna cry no more. No, darling, no more. You come and go like the morning sun. I was so serious, but you were having fun. Now, baby, now, I don't wanna cry. I don't wanna cry no more. No, darling, no more. Welcome to my lips. Welcome to my arms. Welcome to my mind and heart. Girl, you are welcome to everything I have to offer you. So come on tonight, take it. Take any part.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and of course that's Chuck Jackson. I Don't Want to Cry, 1961. He co-wrote that with Luther Dixon, and that actually was arranged by a young Carole King before she put the E at the end of Carol. All right, so that was a request. That was Brian and Joliet who requested we play I Don't Want to Cry by Chuck Jackson, and now we have. So 888-876-5593. Jim is in Richmond. So Jim, how are you doing?
Mike, question to you first off is, how are you doing?
Well, a little better than yesterday and not as good as I'd like to be, but thanks for asking. Now, and you?
And I got three good news things. Number one, at 8 o'clock this morning, the nurse called me and said that my appointment is for 11:30 tomorrow.
Okay.
And then I asked her, how did the test go? Oh, he didn't review them yet.
Uh-huh.
And then I got a phone call 10 minutes later. Oh, the chest x-ray was clear and good, and then the blood tests were all good.
Yay!
So, yay, so it wasn't a heart attack. But,
good.
So I don't know what's, going to happen.
Yeah.
On the treadmill tomorrow.
Right.
Right. And then the second thing is, I don't want to take everyone's time. The second thing is, I called the number you gave me.
Yes.
And for the Vivismo.
Right.
And I talked to a gentleman, then they switched me to the claims department.
Uh-huh.
And then I gave her all my information and stuff, and they already knew. It was funny. They already knew what Humana paid and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And I said, I owe over $400. And she says, well, here's what I can do. I can get you in touch with some charity places. Mm-hmm. And I says, well, I have Good Days. And I asked the doctor if they sent it to Good Days. And they, well, don't worry about it, and that's what I got.
Okay.
She says, well, here's what I'm going to do. And she named the doctor. She already knew who the doctor was. We're going to call his office for you, and we're going to inquire about the Good Days.
Okay.
And I said, okay, thank you. And then an hour later, I get a call from the doctor's office, and they said, Good Days is going to cover it.
Yay! That's wonderful.
But it had to chase after them,
Yeah.
They weren't listening to me, but they listened to her, you know.
Yep, that's the way to do it. Glad it worked.
Right. And then the third thing, I don't know if you have time. I have Banker's Life with a $15,000 life insurance policy.
Okay.
To make it short, as of the 18th, I'll have paid $14,970 of it.
Okay.
And I called them up today, and I says, okay, after next month's payment, I have $15,000. Do I still have to pay the $75,000? And he goes, yeah. And I go, well, what if I live another 5 years? Will that money go into the $15,000? And I go, no. He says, but sir, you have the option of cash surrendering. And I go, okay. And that's $4,700.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if this, if this is the way this insurance works, because if I ask for the cash, they get $10,000.
Yeah, they do. They absolutely do. And that's the risk they took. When you got the policy, you could have died the next month and basically mm-hmm. paid nothing, and they would have to pay out $15,000. And so the reason you keep paying now is because the chances are that you will die in the next, say, 15 years or whatever, and they'll have to pay it out. So what they often do is they have a surrender value, and it's not unusual that it's, less than a third of what you paid into it. But, mm-hmm. It's up to you to determine if that's worth it to you. Now, for one thing, I think all you're really worried about is like burial expenses, because after all, you're not worried about leaving it to people or whatever. So the $4,700 may be better for you than someone else. Bottom line is, if you die and there's nobody to pay the burial expenses, what are they going to do? They're not going to, they're not going to bring you back to life and sue you.
Right.
So,
but I just didn't know if this is the way it works, because I've seen commercials on TV that once you hit, the one commercial said once you hit, you're a lot paid up to that amount, you can take that amount out.
I don't know anybody that would let you take it all, as far as that goes. But usually the fine print is awful. There are a number of policies. For instance, it's fairly common these days in life insurance. Let's say you want a policy where you get return of premium. That's what they basically are, ROP, return of premium. Well, so let me give you a for instance. Let's say you have $100,000 worth of insurance, and it's going to cost you, say, $50 a month, just for round numbers. We don't care what they are. Well, that's that. You don't get the return of premium for that. But let's say you want return of premium. Well, now it's not going to be $50 a month. It's probably going to be $200 a month. They'll give it all to you back, but, you know, not with interest, of course. So the decision comes to, you know, are you wanting to pay less because you're just doing it to try and insure yourself, or are you trying to do a return of premium? But in your case, no, $4,700, that's probably about average.
Yeah, I pay $75 a month.
Yeah, yeah. So if you want the cash, sure. You know.
No, I'm not going to do that. I just couldn't believe that.
Well,
and then finally, one other thing they said tonight, Mars and Venus are going to look like twins in the sky tonight.
All right. Well, good deal. We'll look for that.
At midnight Central Time.
Okay. All right.
And that's what they said on the news today. And I know that you talk about Mars all the time.
Yeah, conjunctions and things like that. Yes, Mars and Venus have a conjunction, and it's interesting. Maybe we'll talk about that. I'm glad you brought it up. All right, good to talk to you. Thanks.
Thanks.
All right, good deal.
Be good.
All right, you too. So, 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. We'll get to Margie in Bloomington, but right now we'll get to the news on WGN Radio.
And if you see me, what you see? You go a ha ha ha. The holly golly is a nothing when you compare it to the cha cha cha. So. Cha-cha-cha. Come on and sing it now.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that's Bobby Rydell from 1960. And you see what happened. Lisa and Dundee said, play anything by Bobby Rydell. And I thought, you know, nobody ever really plays the cha-cha-cha, so why not? Yeah, Cal Mann and Dave Apple wrote it. And, of course, they were two of the three principals at Cameo Parkway, Bernie Lowe being the founder. And, of course, they had a lot of success with a number of people, but certainly Bobby Rydell among the biggest. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. Margie in Bloomingdale, Illinois. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh from Bloomingdale, Illinois.
Yes.
Hi. It's so good to talk to you. I love your show.
Thank you.
What I'm calling is I wanted to thank you and Johnny D for bringing the beautiful song of Strangers on the Shore back into my life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Last week, I remember he called, and he said that he was like about 10 years old, and he was coming down the stairs, and he heard his father playing this song, and then he started to hum it because he didn't know the name of it. And when he started to hum it, I said, oh my God, I know that song. I know that song.
Yeah.
And then right away you identified it.
Yeah.
And it was always a favorite of mine. And I said, I haven't heard that song in years.
Yeah, it was a terrific, terrific deal. Yes, Acker Bilk, and the labels always said Mr. Acker Bilk, so I used that. He was British. He arguably had the first number one single in America by a UK artist. I know there are fights about that, but supposedly it was Mr. Acker Bilk, and that was a terrific song. And you know,
it was terrific, and his arrangement is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful. So now what I do is when I want to sit back and relax, I get it on my telephone, on my phone, and I listen to it.
Perfect. Oh, I'm so glad. Yeah, I'm glad you remember him. You know, it was interesting because he had a very, very discernible style and on the clarinet. And part of it was as a kid, he had some type of an accident, like a hockey accident or something. And he lost his two front teeth, and that affected his clarinet style. So that was the strange thing about him. And of course, you know, he was around originally and doing jazz. He was born in the 1920s, I think, like 1929 or so. He was early on.
He just passed away recently, didn't he?
I think it was about 2014. It's about 10 years ago now.
Oh yeah, because I was looking him up.
Yeah.
Well, it was so great, and it's just such a beautiful song, and I just had to call you to thank you and Johnny for bringing it back into my life.
Oh, I'm so glad you're able to listen to it, and thank you for calling.
You're welcome, and you take good care.
All right, you too. Right. The nice thing about it is that, you know, all of this stuff, especially stuff when they're hits and stuff like that, is available easily online. Whether you go to YouTube or anywhere else, you can find most everything. And it was interesting that probably more than anything else really, really minted him. But certainly his career was much more than that, though maybe not as much in the U.S. So 888-876-5593, 8888. Rollye. If it's on your mind, I'll make sure it's on mine on this the 13th of August. It's Tisha B'Av. This is a Jewish holiday, and the only reason I know it is because of My Son, the Folk Singer by Alan Sherman. And when he did My Zelda, she took the money and ran with the tailor. It's almost too sad to tell to you. She took 7 books of green stamps, too. and in one point, haven't seen her since Tisha B'Av. And so it is a Jewish holiday, a day of prayer. And I think there were a number of people who were kind of saying, is something going to happen in the Middle East today? Well, fortunately, as far as I know, it didn't. But in any event, that's the deal. It's also Left-Handers Day. And tomorrow, however, is Creamsicle Day. Yeah, I don't know. Used to be everything was kind of codified in Chase's calendars of events. I'm sure they still have that online, and it's probably going very strong. But it used to be a big book that every radio producer would get every year, so you could look at the days that had significance and kind of talk about them. And I haven't seen a copy of that in years. But I don't know if it's Carol's source or not, but Carol, World's Greatest Show Prep Ford, gives me all the days in terms of what they are, including with clickable links, believe it or not. So when I say, I wonder who the heck came up with that, I actually could stop being lazy and look at that. Because it is all there. So let's see about Left-Handers Day, for instance. Who came up with that? Created by the Left-Handers Club in 1992 as a way to celebrate. And the unofficial holiday aims to raise awareness of the advantages and disadvantages of left-handers. If you're wondering, 1 in 10, 10%. I didn't realize it was that high. 10% of the world population is left-handed. And for years, wasn't it horrible that in school they would cause you to write with your right hand, no matter which was more common for you? But I guess they gave that up 56 years ago, and good as far as that. It's always August 13th every year, in case you're planning to celebrate next year, because it may be a little late for this year. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888, Rollye on WGN Radio.
Give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak. My heart is beating so, and anyone can tell You think you know me well, but you don't know me.
No, you don't know me.
No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. Oh, I'm just a friend, that's all I've ever been, 'cause you don't know me.
No, you don't know me.
For I never knew the art of making love, though my heart aches with love for you. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by, a chance that you might love me too.
Love me too.
You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. It was Andy in Norwich who wanted to hear Ray Charles, You Don't Know Me, 1962 on ABC Paramount. It was the biggest hit of that particular title, but certainly not the only recorded version. In fact, there are well over 300 versions recorded. And actually, Eddie Arnold wrote it, and he was the first guy to record it, too, though he didn't have a hit with it. But if you've never heard Eddie doing it, 1956...
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak, my heart is beating so, and anyone could tell, you think you know me well, but you don't know me.
Yeah, talk about woulda, coulda, shoulda. And actually, a month later in 1956, it became a pop standard hit. Believe it or not, I guess other than Ray Charles, this was the biggest hit version of it, and it was Jerry Vail.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak, my heart is beating so, and anyone could tell, you think you know me well, but you don't know me.
As I say, that did pretty good as a pop standard, and obviously nowhere near the Ray Charles version, but in between the two, in 1960, Lenny Welch did it, and it was Archie Blyer conducting it, of course, and I thought that Lenny's was a terrific version of that.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak, my heart is beating so, and anyone could tell, you think you know me well, but you don't know me. No, 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 you don't know the one.
So John comes in and says, can't you play Mickey Gilley's version? Like I say, there's well over 300 versions of that song. And I guess for John, it's Mickey Gilley. I don't know if that's on this computer or not. But believe it or not, people to this day are still still recording it. So talk about a standard. That certainly is one. So, yeah, I guess I'll have to. And Charlie McCoy did a nice harmonica version of it, too. And we could go on and on all night. And Ramsey Lewis Trio, yeah, in 67, they had done it. Ace Cannon. I'm trying to think who else. There were so many versions of this, like Crystal Gale, right? That's fairly recent for her too, I think. Not one of her earlier things, but yeah, over 300 versions, I guess, that we could probably, whoever it is you want to hear doing it, we probably have a copy of it somewhere. That's for sure. All right, so I thought I did that. John saying I should break, but I don't think so. I'm pretty sure we took that John. Okay, good. And Adam just confirmed. Yes, I took that break. All right. Obviously, Adam's paying attention. Thank you, Adam. And John is not. But that's all right. Number of other things we can talk about. Meaning, I sure to hell hope you'll call 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Not that I'm completely bereft of topics, because of course we have wonderful things like James's 9 zillion stories. But I had a list actually earlier, and I have no idea. Somewhere between here and there today, the list has gone away. I'll probably find it when I absolutely don't want it. But in the meantime, I did look up during the last commercial break. I did look up about Mars, and it's Mars and Jupiter that are in conjunction. And yeah, they are close together in the sky. And if you are into Western astrology, Mars and Jupiter in conjunction in Gemini, 16 degrees of Gemini. You'll see that tonight. Now, that's why I call the twins, obviously, for Gemini. But if you are into Vedic astrology, that's Mars and Jupiter in conjunction in Taurus. Obviously, the difference in the system doesn't change where the planets are in the sky, but it does change our reference points on them, meaning that in Western astrology, if it's in Gemini, in Vedic astrology, it's probably going to still be in Taurus. And this has to do with the precession of the equinoxes, and in terms of, with Vedic astrology, where are the planets today, not back a zillion years ago with the ancients when the systems were being developed. So consequently, there's usually, I don't know, about 20, 25 degrees. That's just a ballpark figure between the two. So if Mars and Jupiter are conjoined in Gemini in Western astrology, well, you know that Mars and Jupiter are probably going to be conjoined in Taurus in Vedic astrology. So that's the deal there. And the meaning of twins is in this case not because of how close together they are, although they're absolute conjunct, but because Gemini is the sign of the twins. All right, so yes, an air sign. 888-876-5593. Valerie is in Warrensville. What's up, Valerie?
Oh, how are you doing tonight?
Can't complain. How about yourself?
Well, I could, but I ain't gonna.
All right.
You hadn't hit on the version that was from my junior high and high school years, so I don't know.
Which one is it?
The one that you played, the original version.
Yeah.
With that beautiful instrumental intro.
Uh-huh.
That is what I remember the most.
Okay, well, that was Eddie Arnold.
Yeah, that's the one. That's the one that was from my teenage years. That's
all right.
The one that struck all the chords. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was his, because I don't remember his voice. Unless it's,
well, like I say, with
these versus the two radio I was listening to.
Yeah. Yeah, well, with over 300 and something versions of it, it could have been Tommy Edwards did a nice version of it. And I found the Mickey Gilley, because John will want equal time for Mickey Gilley, and we'll do that.
Don't worry about it, dear. Don't worry about it.
Oh, no, I'll have to. I'll hear if I don't. So we will be hearing some of it later.
So. Yeah, perfectly fine. Okay, speakerphone. That should be better for you. Okay. Second topic is Starfire.
Uh-huh.
That's a request.
Okay.
I have been fiending it badly, so pretty please.
Starfire.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is,
yeah.
And who did Starfire?
One of the people you don't really like.
Well, I can't find the song unless you tell me who did it.
No, not Starfire. Wildfire.
Michael Martin Murphy. No, you won't be hearing Wildfire on this station. Next.
Okay. Your favorite version of Winchester Cathedral?
are there more than the new vaudeville band?
There have been people that have been supposedly making it, but that's why I said your favorite version.
No, I have no favorite version of that, but I do remember the new vaudeville band's version, I guess best use of a kazoo, if you will.
How about the least distasteful then?
Well, the only version I know is Winchester is the new vaudeville band, and I can play it. It's fairly distasteful, but if it's really like your favorite song, I will. But if you're just doing this to drive me crazy, please don't.
No, darling. No. These two songs have been driving me bats for a week.
All right, you'll get Winchester Cathedral then, and I'll just cringe. All right. But you will not.
You
will not get Wildfire, but I promise you will hear new vaudeville band right after the news.
Okay, excellent. Perfect.
All right,
thanks. I was listening about the...
You got to be quick because the news is almost coming up.
the astrology stuff. Finish the thought after the song, because I missed part of it.
All right. Well, hang on then, and we'll talk about whatever part she missed, and we'll get to Mike in Florida. Going to talk about WCBS. We did a little bit that last night, but sure, dropping all news after 57 years, and there's more to that story, obviously, and there's more to the news, and all that's coming up on WGN Radio. James, there it is, 1966, the new vaudeville band, whether you want to hear it or not, and Valerie did, so now you have Valerie. You still with us? Wait a minute, this is my fault, I think. All right, let me try this again. Are you still with us, Valerie?
Yes,
all right.
I'm still here.
All right, well, you heard it. All right.
Thank you very much.
Very, very good. Now, yes, the long version, although we didn't play it all, obviously. So what are we talking about here?
I didn't hear the start of the astrology thingy you were talking about.
Actually, it was Jim who had said, well, apparently Venus and Mars are twins tonight. Well, actually, no, it's Mars and Jupiter are conjunct. Now, that's only part of the story, by the way. And again, depending on if you're into Western astrology, that would be they're in Gemini. Or if you are into Vedic astrology, that would be that they're in Taurus. But regardless, they're conjunct. Now, the story isn't that, as far as I'm concerned. The story is that Jupiter and Mars conjunct are squaring Saturn. All right. And, obviously Jupiter is the great benefic and Saturn is the great malefic for all sorts of reasons that you know if you follow this stuff. Now, what's interesting is there's a full moon on Monday, the start of the DNC convention, and you've got Venus opposing Saturn and both of them squaring Jupiter and Mars. That means it's a T-square. And that's a fairly strong aspect. So for those who want to read about it, you can. And, of course, where it would be in your chart is dependent, obviously, on the time of your birth and all that. It's different for everybody, obviously. So some people who are busy talking about what might happen politically, they're looking at the U.S. chart and determining that it's, July 4th, 1776 or whatever, and the time and all that. And that's the deal. So you're either looking at the T-square, which is a formidable aspect, or you're looking at this this square between Jupiter and Mars conjunct squaring Saturn.
January 17th.
18th ballpark
No, we're not going to be getting into that. Here's the deal. There are a zillion free services online that will give you your whole natal chart. You can do it in Vedic. You can do it in Western. There's no shortage of people that will give you your chart for free.
For absolute free. Yeah.
There's a number of services that'll give you your Vedic chart. But, you know, as I say, Vedic astrology is very, very involved. It's not anywhere near as simple as Western astrology.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Was there anything else? No.
All right. Well, good. We played your request. We answered your questions. It's been a good call. I hope to hear from you soon, Valerie.
I hear you almost every night unless I fall asleep. So thank you very much for all of your work, your time, your patience.
Well, good to hear from you. Do it again. Okay, thanks. All right. And of course, sleep is sacred. So if you can fall asleep during the show, my hat is off to you. I've almost done it myself a few times. All right. So now, let's see. I believe that Jack in St. Charles has requests. So what is it you want to hear, Jack?
The Eldorados at my front door.
Yeah, at my front door. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
crazy little mama coming knocking at my front door.
Yeah. And the Andrews Sisters, Hold Tight.
Yeah, I think I played that the other night. But anyway, I can play.
Oh, okay.
But no, that doesn't matter. Let me write this down. Hold Tight. Yeah, Shrimps and Rice are very nice. Hold Tight. And Eldorados. All right. If it's not tonight, it'll be tomorrow night.
Well, I'll be listening.
Thanks. Appreciate the call. All right.
Talk to you later.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
So 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. All right. Mike in Florida. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi. I have moved from Pembroke Pines to Aventura, to Pembroke Pines.
Okay.
Because our place, unfortunately, went Section 8. If you don't have Section 8, you're out of there. Anyway,
Wait. I want to know about this. All right. Are you saying that in Aventura, there's Section 8 buildings, and because you didn't qualify financially, you made too much money, they actually kicked you out?
Right.
Oh, my God.
They told me I couldn't stay there, and as a blind person, I felt really bad.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
I was even on a local radio station talking about it
for
2 hours on WMBM on their talk show.
1490.
And that was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
1490.
And when I found out about WCBS going sports, I couldn't believe it.
All right, yes,
because,
you can. Yes, you can, and let's talk about why you can believe it, okay? Now, you remember when CBS wanted to sell their group, there weren't many takers because, of course, when CBS ran these stations, they had no debt service. So for them to do all news on 880, for instance, they didn't have to worry about repaying any debt. Well, the buyer turned out to be Intercom, which became Odyssey, and for the CBS stations, they paid about $2.4 billion. That's billion with a B. They have to retire that debt service. Well, when you add that to the mix, it becomes very expensive to do some formats. And in the case of WCBS, what had happened was Mel Karmazin's kid, who has a company, Good Karma Broadcasting, was LMAing the time from the old WOR-FM 98.7, and that LMA is expiring this month. They're not renewing it, so Jeff Smullyan's going to do something else. But in the meantime, the Karmazin kid had, I forget his first name, I'm so sorry, but in any event, had to find another player. And of course, Odyssey, again, with that debt service, it's not really viable. They just emerged from bankruptcy. Their biggest shareholder is George Soros at this point and his companies. And so it's not unusual that if they're offered an LMA, that they're going to take it because, like I say, they are hemorrhaging money.
But can't they do something else instead of
what?
Just sports? I mean, you know.
Well, no,
I mean
that's what the person who's LMAing it wants to do. Again, if that's what he feels will, be financially viable to him, then that's what he's going to try. And of course, for Odyssey, they're going to collect the money. So instead of having to put out money to run the station, they're going to receive money. So it takes some of their debt, not, believe me, not all by any means, but it takes some of their debt woes off the table. Now, why would Good Karma want to do sports? Because traditionally, that's what they've done as their little group, and they've had a great deal of success with it. So, you know, that's the way it flies. You know, one of the problems with that CBS sale was that there were some real heritage AM stations with some good billing and, you know, certainly supposedly on paper worth a lot of money. But AM is not a band that is growing in the future. It doesn't have much future potential that way. And so you're basically overpaying dramatically for those stations. And that's what they did.
So what's 1050 going to do? What do you think they're going to do?
I have no idea. What have you heard?
I haven't heard anything yet. How about 98.7? What are they going
to
do?
Well, you'll have to ask Jeff Smalley, and he's not announced it yet. But, you know, I mean, to me, 1050 is WHN. What do I know? So I'd have to look at that to know what they're doing now. I just happen to know what CBS was doing, but I could look at HN and, well, at 1050
right.
and see what they're doing.
Right. I have a question about local radio, WINZ. When did they come on the air? And I know they were... They were a great rock station back in the 70s when Rick Shore worked there for a while.
I wouldn't call them great at any time, but no. INZ actually was originally a Broward County license, believe it or not. And, I'm having to go way back in time. But then Rex Rand was the guy who, Sexy Rexy, little Rex Rand, and kind of a helicopter pilot and other things, and Bon Vivant, Man About Town. And they tried a lot of things. They actually tried Top 40 the first time in around 1960, and they hired Mike Joseph as a consultant, believe it or not. So at that time in 1960, your Top 40 stations, and this is before the frequency swap that created WFUN, so you had 610, which was at that time WCKR, and you had 560, which was WQAM. So INZ became the third. It didn't do much, and so they adopted an MOR format for a number of years, and then they came back briefly in the early 70s and going top 40. But as far as when they were top 40 the first time, one of their jocks was the guy who turned out to be Cousin Brucey. And so he was
right.
There.
I heard about
right.
that.
So you know that was a moment, but it didn't really catch. The other top 40 station that was really good, that of course also went away, was Whammy. And so,
I like Whammy a lot.
Whammy, before they went soul, were a great top 40 station. And then when WFUN was created, a lot of the Whammy personalities went over to FUN.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
wow.
So that was it. But yeah, INZ, it was I don't know, not might have been Dania, but it was. And then for a while, it was on Miami Beach. I mean, there was a whole bunch of things that happened in the early days of WINZ. I used to know this like the back of my hand, but it's too long ago. But it was definitely Rex Rand who. Put those on.
Yeah, they also own WINQ in Tampa, I understand.
Well, he owned that as well. Right. It was 1010, but it was a daytimer. And that was the problem there.
WINZ used to be at a place called the Biscayne Terrace Hotel.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. During most of its years was in the 60s, certainly was at the Biscayne Terrace. So remember those studios very well. Yeah.
Yeah, Jerry Wichner worked there for a while.
A lot of people worked at INZ. And they were a good little MOR radio station, and that's exactly what they were in the 60s.
Right.
So, sure.
Now the sports, I don't know how they're doing with it, but it was nice talking to you, Raleigh.
Likewise. Well, congratulations for making the move. Hopefully they will leave you alone in Broward County.
Yeah.
Good luck.
I hope so.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, thanks.
Call me again. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. Yeah, they moved from like Dania to Miami. That's terrible that, you know, it's all in the back of your mind, but it's been a while, yeah, to say the least. All right, so we're going to get Johnny D. Had to have his tooth removed. Yeah, but he's up for talking about it. And Cindy in Chicago and James on the South Side and you two coming up on WGN Radio.
I'm praying for rain in California so the grapes can grow and they can make more wine. And I'm sitting in a honky in Chicago with a broken heart and a woman on my mind. I matched the man behind the bar for the jukebox, and the music takes me back to Tennessee. And they ask, who's a fool in the corner crying? I say, a little old wine drinker me. I came here last week from down in Nashville, 'cause my baby left for Florida on a train. I thought I'd get a job and just forget her, but in Chicago a broken heart is still the same.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Yes, Reprise Records, 1967. Yeah, Jimmy Bowen produced that. Ernie Freeman conducted it. And, of course, Dean Martin did Little Wine Drinker Me. And that was a request from Johnny D. So, Johnny D., how you feeling?
Oh, Raleigh. How are you feeling? You don't feel so good?
Well, I feel better tonight than I did last night. But
well, I feel worse than that.
I'll bet you do. So did they give you something for the pain now that they've pulled your tooth?
Oh, God. They didn't give me nothing. I didn't, you know. The lovely and talented Becky told me that they don't give you anything like that no more. They won't give you no bacon, nothing.
Well, not for that. Yeah, all right.
What?
So, yeah, that would be a little excessive today.
No, they give me Tylenol. She said take Tylenol, the doc. Yeah. You should have seen all the crap I had to go to, man. I had to go to two places I had to go.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, listen, I sent you an email with pictures of the tooth.
The pictures
Did
of
you
the
see
tooth?
Them?
No, I'll take a look right now. Pictures of the tooth, huh?
Take a look. I sent it about 3-4 hours.
Right. Huh? Well, I'm sure. Okay, here we go. Here we go. All right. And that looks like it was a relatively clean extraction. So, very good.
I'll tell you what, it was the darn, my tongue and my lip and the left side of my jaw, yeah. You know, just started coming back to not numb about an hour ago.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
Because dumb darn, what do you call them, Novocaine shots?
Yeah.
Right? They were the worst, man. I mean, in other words, I didn't even feel nothing when she took the tooth out.
Right,
you
of course
mean?
Not. Of course not. You're not supposed to
but
feel
what
anything.
I'm saying...
You didn't
I mean,
like
I didn't
the...
Feel no...
Yeah, you didn't like the shots. All right, but
I hate the shot. Yeah, hated well, the shot.
Well,
right?
you bucked it up. You did it. The tooth is now gone. Are they going to get you a separator tooth for that? You know, some type of a little bridge?
Hell no. Just going to leave it there like
all right,
that.
Well, then... They,
just going to leave the gap
the,
there.
Right, well,
know,
the other ones will move.
Well, so. I don't know, Wally. You know, I don't know.
All right.
She didn't say anything.
Yeah.
You should have seen the... Man, I had to go through so much crap. I had to drive from yeah. I had to drive to Stowe, originally, from Cuyahoga Falls. What?
I'm just laughing because, you see, they might not have given you drugs, but I can tell you've been self-medicating.
No, I'm just tired.
Okay. All right.
And I took some Tylenol.
I'll bet.
I don't have no self-medication. I don't have no medication.
All right.
But anyhow, So, no, because I can't drink anything. You know, I told Becky, I says, boy, I wish I could have a beer. She says, no, because you can't have no carbonated things, you know.
Uh-huh.
Carbonated.
Uh-huh.
You know, so.
All right.
I didn't have nothing. But anyhow, so then I go to this one that I normally go to since we've been down here, right?
Yeah.
In
mm-hmm.
this area.
Yeah.
And then they'd say to me, this real pretty girl, you know, real attractive girl. She was Spanish, I asked her. And yeah, from Spain, her people.
All right. Hold on a minute, Johnny D. We got to check at the world at large, see what's going on with the news, and then we'll be right back to Johnny D's Odyssey with his tooth on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yes, I'm confessing that I love you, a pop standard, years before the version that came out by, I can't think of the Australian guy's name. But anyway, bottom line is that's the Chantels, and Dave and LaSalle wanted to hear it. 1959, on end, it was the flip side of Goodbye to Love. So, back to Johnny D. Sorry for the interruption, Johnny D. Carry on.
Okay, so then I go to the one in Stowe, which is the one I've been to a couple of times since I've been down here. But I walk in, and I'm doing I say to the girl, I got an emergency here, you know, my tooth, it's hurting, it's loose. You know. So she goes, well, when's the last time you were here? I said, oh, about 5-6 months ago, you know. So she makes it coming back, and she looks at her, well, you haven't been here since November of last year, so you know, we have to schedule a full exam.
Oh, jeez.
You know, and that won't be till 3 weeks out.
No.
I said, what am I going to do? You know, I said, I can't do this anymore. She goes, well, have you ever been to the one in Akron, the Aspen? I says, no, I haven't, you know. So then she calls them. She goes, because they have a less waiter time, you know, about a week out instead of 3 weeks out like they had, you know. So, then she sends me over. I said, well, do you have any friends over there or something? Let them know, people know that I'm coming, you know. And she says, yeah, I have a friend over there. So she writes all this stuff down on one of these sticky pad note things, you know. The address, and then she puts it on my phone in my Google Maps, you know, how to get there. Because I didn't know how to get to this one in Akron, you know. So I get in my car, and then I got to get on this 77
All right,
south
so you get
towards
there.
Akron.
Right, you get there.
So I get there. So then I go in, and then this girl says, yeah, you know, we got a thing that you were coming, okay? And she says, but you have to, you know, they had to get all my information and crap, you know? Medication list, which I had in my wallet, thank God. And then I had to get one of these little, what do you call it, it's a tablet, and they had all my information from the other place. And then I just had to go over it, you know,
all
and
right.
make sure it was
all right. So you went through the rigmarole.
Bottom line is, brother, they took a but fortunately, she said, well, she's going to bring it up to the doctor dentist and see, you know. So then I had to go back and take an x-ray. And the doctor, you know, she said it was a 50-50 that she would do it or not because there was sort of like an infection in there going on,
uh-huh.
right? So,
I said, go on.
So then,
carry on.
Yeah, so then the doctor said, yes, she would,
remove the tooth. And she did.
Look at it.
Yes.
Yeah, and they had to take all, I guess when they said full exam or full something, they had to take all these x-rays, you know.
Yeah.
And, like, so they took a ton of x-rays, and then the dentist girl, you know, her name was Hyde was her last name.
Okay, well, whatever. We don't care about that. So bottom line is she pulled the tooth. Now, what about this infection? Did she give you something for it?
No. She didn't give me no medicine, nothing.
So
nothing.
What about the infection? Do you have
no
an infection
narcotic,
in your mouth?
Nothing. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what the hell she was talking about. She said something about the bone. The bone, you know, loss of bone. Some, but she gave me no medications. You know, she gave me none.
Well, I'd kind of want to know if
know
I were
that.
You.
What?
I said, I'd kind of want to know if I were you, if you've got an infection, because that should be treated. Now, if you don't have an infection,
well,
that's another story.
This doctor was pretty darn thorough, this girl.
Okay.
This
and she
girl,
she yeah. determined that you were cured, tooth is gone, and all is well?
I guess.
All right,
I
then say
know.
Hallelujah.
I guess.
All right. Now you can work on forgetting the whole thing.
It's not that easy, Wally. It's not that easy for me.
Uh-huh.
But anyhow, I'm doing it. So anyhow, guess what else? The lovely and telling Becky has to get up early because she got to go to the courthouse because she got called for jury duty.
Oh, good.
In the morning.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I hope they'll choose her, and I hope it'll be a good experience.
I hope so, too. I don't know. She needs a good experience. All right. Well, you know, I just thought I'd call because she wasn't saying nothing about getting the pictures of my tooth.
Oh, well, you knew that was going to happen. You knew they were going to have to take x-rays.
Well, yeah, but not as many as they took.
Well, that I can't answer, but they certainly had to take enough to know exactly what they were going to be doing. I'd worry if they didn't.
Yeah. But anyhow, so I don't know. It was a rough day.
Well, now you've got them on file. But, hopefully, if you need to go back to the other office, they can just call for the information from this office.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I don't know. I guess they all worked it. It's both Aspen places, Aspen places. You know.
Well, all's
so
well that ends
on
well.
That. And I wasn't even going to call because I feel so bad, but I did.
Well,
I mean, you know,
hopefully you'll feel better by tomorrow.
I hope so.
I hope you'll
all
get
I ate, you know, I ate some mashed potatoes. Becky bought the Colonel Sanders mashed potatoes microwavable.
All right.
And that's what I ate. I ate them with some gravy on it.
Understood. Well, by tomorrow, hopefully you'll be feeling good enough to eat whole food. All right.
I hope so, but I don't know. I'll see.
Well, hopefully you can get to sleep.
Thanks for...
All right.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye.
All right. So, yeah, hopefully... best thing for that, sleep. Just sleep. 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. As if you can get to sleep, but if you can, man, sleep heals all. Cindy in Chicago, welcome back to WGN Radio. What is it you want to hear?
I have a request, and then I want to tell you something.
By the way, I haven't played your Bing Crosby and Grace Kelly yet. I've got that on tap. So your Patsy Cline. I picked out a Patsy Cline too.
Okay, well, I hear these songs on the internet, and I think, so, you know, and then I'm like, well, those aren't that good. And then I had one, a real good one, Buddy Holly, Rave On.
Well, sure. All right.
Yeah. Oh, and then the other one was, what is his name? I just have memory problems. Why do I have such bad... Richie Valens, Let's Go?
Yeah.
Let's Go?
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, that's Let's Go, Let's Go, Let's Go. I'm very well aware of it.
Yeah, that one. And that movie, I know you don't watch too many movies, but that movie was one of the best movies I ever saw.
All right.
The Richie Valens.
Yeah.
Story.
Well, I mean, yeah. As long as you understand that it's mostly fiction, I'm glad you liked it.
Oh, okay. But then anyhow, I know. It sounds so stupid. It really does, what I'm going to say. But I'm getting up all my courage to go to the pool like a car line away. I just got my new driver's license with the right address on it, so I can go to the Chicago pool for free.
Okay.
And, I was raised like with all blue collar men neighbors that had a big mouth and said whatever they wanted, and you know were real intimidating.
Don't.
And then anyhow, I was always taught that I could never say anything back, never speak up or say anything. And I finally progressed where I could talk, you know, where I'm more of an alpha female, where I could speak up now. I mean, maybe that sounds stupid, but I'm going to the pool, and if I have a problem with the men ganging up on me on a certain type of medication, I'm just gonna say, go over there and find a grandma religious lady on drugs.
Oh God, is this a disaster
and,
waiting to happen?
And if you,
I'm with your parents. Say
you
nothing. Say nothing, just walk away. Don't let them bother you.
They won't stop. And I'll tell them.
No.
I'm filing a police report. They won't. They
all
won't
right.
Stop.
Well, let us know. Give us all the details.
It's so bad in Chicago. It's just bad here.
Well, I think it'll be fine. Enjoy the pool.
I'll try. But it's just. Going by experience,
just have a good time and enjoy the pool. We're gonna keep that mantra up. All right, I hope it's good. Okay, thanks. Okay, bye. All right, so yeah, and of course, you know, we've tried to enroll Cindy in Thinkers Anonymous because clearly she does have a thinking problem, and yeah, thinks entirely too much. Yeah, don't invent problems. All right, 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. We'll get to Diane in Chicago, James on the South Side, and hopefully you too on WGN Radio.
I've been so wrong for so long, thought I could live without the love that you give. I was wrong, oh so wrong. I have been so wrong for so long. I didn't know that I loved you so. I was wrong. Well, I never knew I could want you.
James, and if it's on your mind, it'll be on mine. 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, I was just going through a list of things that come out in the mail. I hate checking the mail, but I do. And the latest is the post office wants you to, in fact, prove who you are if you've got any type of a private mailbox. the amount of questions they ask and the amount of proof they want is just unbelievable. So I figure I'll stop doing that for a while because it's obviously involved and talk to you. It'll be more fun, too. Diane in Chicago, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I know you have pretty many eclectic, you know, comments and everything, so I thought I'd ask you this question that maybe you don't have the answer to. You know, the Air and Water Show is sort of a big, one of the bigger ones here in Chicago, mm-hmm. and it just is in the rearview mirror now. Just happened on the weekend. But I was wondering, over the past few years, it's there's a group, the Air Force has the Thunderbirds,
uh-huh.
and the Angel, and the Navy has the Blue Angels,
uh-huh.
and the Blue Angels were the ones that have been putting on their show. But there was a time years ago that they both were there. And I can't figure, I looked on the internet to try to find out why do the Thunderbirds not appear here in Chicago? And then I was going to also mention the song. And I do like the versions of You Know You Don't Know Me. Those were all very nice
uh-huh.
versions of the great song. And Cindy has good selections. And then my selection would be a Doris Day song where, and she sings, it's, I don't know the title, but it's put him in a box, tie it with a ribbon, throw it in the deep blue sea. And that's the song.
Huh.
I think the title is that, put him in a box, tie it in a ribbon. It's a cute song.
Huh.
And then I was going
to
tell you,
I'll have to look that
thing
up because the lyrics don't even sound familiar to me. So I got to look this up. Put it in a box, tie it in a ribbon.
Put them in a box.
Okay.
Tie it with a ribbon. Throw it in the deep blue sea.
Interesting. Let's see what it comes out.
Okay. And then I don't know if you know anything about the Thunderbirds, if there's any.
Yeah, it was a sequestration issue. But wait a minute. I'm still on. Put in a box, tie it with a ribbon, throw in the deep blue sea lyrics. So let's see here, because I'm curious.
Okay.
Oh, God, it's Doris Day. Put him in a box, tie him with a ribbon. Yes, and throw him in the deep blue sea. It's a Doris Day song. Oh, God, help us.
Yeah.
Jules Stein and Sammy Kahn were the writers in that. But, put him in the box was the title, I guess. It was a 78, so it's been a while ago. All right, well, maybe I'll see what I can do on that. Put him in a box, tie him with a ribbon, and throw him in the deep blue sea. All right.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes.
This is an oddball thing that I heard on WGN. Somebody called up. I think he was a Catholic priest. And he just rattled off something that was an unusual thing that maybe he wanted to know. It's a funny thing. It's not called an anagram. I think it's an anagram. You know, when something's backward and forward, it spells the same.
Mm-hmm.
There's damn it, I'm mad. It's spelled backward and forward.
Oh, really?
Damn it, I'm mad. Yeah.
Really?
Just an eclectic thing. I just thought I'd throw it out for maybe somebody would find it amusing.
I'm looking now. I don't think...
G-A-N-M-I-T, you know, like that.
I see, yeah. All right.
A minister who called up about it, so it was kind of a cute thing.
All right, so here is the deal as far as that. This is after federal budget cuts from sequestration took effect in March. And so this is now, we're going back to 2018. It was gone. So it's been a while. And as far as that goes, and so due to budget cuts in the military,
why just that entity instead of.
Blue Angels the Blue Angels were gone for a while too, and then they came back. You know, who knows? But it was budget cuts.
Oh, really? Okay, I didn't know if they were also. Okay.
Right, right.
Well, thank you for looking.
Oh well, sure. Yeah, budget cuts is the problem. So, and I'm not 100% sure how much the organizers are involved in that as well. But hang on a minute. Don't go away. I'm going to find out. And then we're going to hear the news, and we'll be right back with an answer coming up on WGN Radio.
When I'm not playing solitaire, I take a book
down from the shell. And what with programs on the air, I keep pretty much to myself. Miss the Saturday dance, heard the crowd at the floor, couldn't bear it without you. Don't get around much anymore. Thought I'd visit the club, got as far as the door. They'd have asked me about you. Don't get around much anymore. Oh, darling, I guess my mind's more at ease. But nevertheless, why stir up memories? Been invited on days, might have gone, but what for? Awfully different without you. Don't get around much anymore.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and those are the Ink Spots. I had promised Ruth that I would play more of it since we gave her about 10 seconds a week or so ago. That's Don't Get Around Much Anymore, the Ink Spots. 1942, big year for them on Decca 78, of course. Now, we're talking with Diane, and you'll be glad to know that the Thunderbirds are coming back next year, August 16th and 17th, at the Chicago Air and Water Show. On the 9th and 10th, they'll be in Gary. Now, next year, the Navy will not be there.
Interesting.
Budget cuts come into play to an extent, but the bottom line is these military groups do it for recruiting purposes more than anything else. Basically, it's a PR function, and so
it's also a great, but they love doing it too.
Well, no, of course.
Partly that, but.
Yeah, yeah, of course, and the individuals, both officers and enlisted, who get involved in that squadron are interesting, of course. But I was trying to look at both the Angels and the Thunderbirds to see if I could see anywhere easily where I saw them both appearing together, and I don't right now. I'm not saying they won't be. Probably it would be a military base if that's the case, but for the most part, it's kind of one or the other.
Okay, because it's since 1959, it's been in Chicago, and it seems to me during the past maybe 15 years, there was possibly that they were together, but I can't be sure.
They haven't been together since at least 2018. Of course, remember, 2005...
Oh, 18, right, okay.
Yeah, 2005, things got cut short, too, because remember there was that accident. So that was an issue as
Was
well.
That the accident with the Golden Knights? That was a terrible thing that happened, here we?
Yes.
Parachutist, yeah.
Right.
Parachute guy.
There was it was two biplanes that collided.
Chicago.
No, it wasn't
not here.
Chicago. But there was something else in 2005, and I'd have to look for it. Something in Chicago in 2005.
Well, in Chicago, I don't know if it's five or not, but it was right here in the Gold Coast area.
Found it.
A fellow got caught on a building. No, the Golden Knights, the parachute.
That's not it. An aerial performance by the Thunderbirds was cut short after a missile rail fell from an F-16 during the show. And so I don't think that was a tremendous accident, but it certainly cut the event short. And so that was in the first few minutes of the Thunderbirds' appearance. So,
In Chicago? Was that in Chicago?
Yes, it was in Chicago. And,
really? Maybe that's what made them...
That was 2005, August 21st, 2005. Thereabouts. And anyway, it was a six F-16s that made it back fine to Gary, Chicago Airport, after the incident. No injuries. Exactly why, who I couldn't tell you. That was
right. They take awesome, Gary.
Yeah. All right. They, so that's the deal. But I would think that it's nothing more than budget considerations. And next year you get the Thunderbirds. So enjoy them. All right.
They're both good. You know, they're both nice to watch.
Very good.
Okay. Well, thank you. And that song, you know, another good song is "Music Maestro, Please." That's another 40s song. That's another. There's so many songs that are nice, but thank you.
Sure thing.
Okay.
All right. Good to talk to you, Diane. All right. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And that is going to take us to Eduardo from Tampa. What's going on, Eduardo?
Hey, Raleigh. I was going to talk about restaurants. They said the biggest thing people are cutting back now is as far as eating out.
Sure.
I mean, there were some other things like
sure,
shopping and all that. But I thought that was going to be a little bit better with the $5 meals, you know, that they're having some of the restaurants. I don't know.
Well, let me ask you, because you can define it differently, the fast food places versus the casual dining places. So I don't think you lump them all together. So that's one of the issues. Obviously the casual dining places traditionally did very well with middle income people, but of course now even there it's expensive. So I would think that absolutely is a problem for restaurant owners, to say the least. But I was reading an article last week about Gen Z diners who are reducing what they'll spend. And that's an interesting way to look at it. The purchases fell about 21% on average. So, that's a case where maybe they're still going to the restaurant, where before their average tab was $42, now it's $36. So you are seeing that as well. And I'm not surprised, because frankly, most of these casual dining places that we would think about, you never used to think about it being big bucks, and you look at a lot of those checks, and it is. So sure, you're going to see that. Now, what fast food was seeing, and what led to the $5 meals and all that, is that their clientele, for the most part, was starting to really pare down the meal, because even there they couldn't afford how the prices were going. And so there was one survey I read a while ago that 60% of the casual dining restaurant goers will trade down to try for fast food for less expensive food. So I think we're seeing this juggle. Okay. We're seeing this juggle all over the place. And I guess to some extent, restaurants are kind of the canary in the coal mine. But bottom line is that not many people can afford to eat out regularly anymore.
Yeah. Well, I myself am more of a breakfast person than dining.
Well, if you're eating that breakfast out, you'd count as far as that goes. But in general, you're seeing, I read, it was probably the beginning of this year, where more than 50% of restaurants saw a decrease in profits for 2023, you know, at the end of the year. That was and you're also seeing the decline of some 24-hour restaurants because basically they can't afford to keep them open. They got not enough customers coming in at all hours. But there's been nonstop articles on why, like there's one in the Chronicle, why Bay Area diners are eating out less often. Well, it's because of the price. You don't need a whole article on this. You need one sentence.
Right.
So, sure. I frankly, I don't know how people are living, tell you the truth. When I look at where wages are versus what things cost, I don't know. It just doesn't add up to me, unless you add credit cards into the mix, and that's scary.
Yeah. Okay, I got the list right here. So the one they say, the next one is clothing, then entertainment, vacation, groceries, right, alcohol, driving, my vehicle.
Right. Well, sure. Well, you know, if clothing, yeah, clothing's number two, for the most part, most of us are not at the point where we're buying clothes for necessity. We're buying clothes because we like the latest look, or we want this or that or the other thing. But the reality is we don't need it. you know, in terms of that.
Yeah.
Like, very few people have to go and buy a suit because they don't own another suit. You know, I mean, that happens, of course, but for the most part, you can see that clothing would be discretionary income for the most part. Entertainment, obviously, that speaks for itself. And what else you got on your list?
Vacation,
Roel,
groceries,
right there.
Yeah.
Now, by the way, groceries is truly scary because you're not going to cut out groceries entirely. You know, and you look at what it costs. You know, when you see a dozen eggs and it's $1,000, you say to yourself, what is up with this? For somebody who's, say, feeding a family of four, they have to get creative. So, you know, to me, this is just the response of where people are financially. And the other thing, you know, I mentioned credit cards. Well, if they've been using credit cards for a while, they also have to put into the mix paying it back. So there's, you know, there's debt payments on top of it. So, sure.
Yeah, that one's pretty high. Yeah.
It certainly can be. And, you know, years ago, when people were demonizing credit cards, they said, well, people are overspending, you know, and they were thinking of it as on luxuries or things like that. But you see people today who are doing everything from putting their rent to putting their groceries on a credit card because they don't have a choice. That is a very scary situation.
Yeah. So, going into 401ks and getting money from there, yeah.
Well, now that's interesting, borrowing against retirement. And of course, you know, 401ks versus defined benefits, that's a scary equation too. I'm not going to be around when that hits the fan, but it will. Sure. And, you know, it's sticker shock. You go out, two people go out to what would be a casual dining place and they have a decent meal and maybe an appetizer, maybe one of them has a beer or whatever, and sees a $90 price tag. They're, well, what? You know, I mean, it's absolute sticker shock. So, yeah. Yeah, I mean, believe me, I don't have the answer, but I can certainly see why people would choose restaurants as one as something we got to cut back on this because it's so blatant.
Yep, definitely.
I don't know.
Okay, Raleigh.
Greater minds than mine will figure this out.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Maybe I'll call later in the week.
I hope
so. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
So, yeah, we've been seeing everything again from the fact that a lot of places don't have the hours they once did as well. But, yeah, the prices, it'll knock you for a loop. And I don't know. I do not know how the average person is surviving this. So I realize for the most part that's for a topic that really matters. But it does make me wonder, that's for sure. So instead, I'll get on to playing your requests and hopefully taking more of your phone calls on WGN Radio.
Make you wanna go home now? Don't it make you wanna go home? All God's children get weary when they roam. Don't it make you wanna go home? Don't it make you wanna go home? Oh, the whippoorwill roost on the telephone pole and the Georgia sun goes down. Well, it's been a long time, but I'm glad to say that I'm going back down to my hometown. Going down to the Greyhound station, gonna buy me a one-way fare. Good Lord's willing, and the creeks don't rise, why tomorrow I'll be right there. Don't it make you wanna go home now? Don't it make you wanna go home? Children get weary when they roam. Don't it make you wanna go home? Don't it make you wanna go home? But there's a six-lane highway down by the creek where I went skinny-dipping as a child. And a drive-in show where the meadow used to grow and the strawberries used to grow wild.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that's Joe South. Andy and Norwich wanted to hear Don't It Make You Want to Go Home, and happy to play that Capitol 1969 as far as that goes. And Joe South, of course, wrote it, produced it, all his. So 888-876-5593, 888-88-Raleigh. And we have James on the South Side. Hello, James. Welcome back to WGN.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing okay. Trying to muddle through some of your stories. You know, what I've had to do, and I can't do this on many of them, but is I look at something and basically all I get is clickbait and I'm not about to read it. But then I'll take the headline and see where it came from originally and match it up so I can actually read a story. So I can only do that with a couple things, so I haven't read many of your stories.
Okay, well, there's a couple ones that kind of got me. Let me bring up a couple of them. Just a second here.
All right.
Hey,
he makes notes. Well, good.
Just a second here.
All right, well.
Okay, there was the one about the scientists, the futurists who thought that we would achieve singularity, the humans with AI, basically.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't think most of us are ready to believe that.
That's a little scary when I think about it. What happens if the AI takes over you? It being coexistent.
Of course, there's entire movies on this, don't you know? There are horror movies for the most part. Now, the one that I searched for and finally got the real story was an American family outside. It was a San Antonio suburb, so this is not like the wilds of a country you can't find. This is America. This is Texas. Bought a brand new $400,000 house, and boy, it looked really nice. And what they discovered was the construction was so bad that it could be knocked over by a gust of wind. We're not talking about a hurricane either. What happened was this: a couple moved into this house and they realized that there were some problems. From the outside, it appeared fine, and you could look at all the appointments and the flooring and all that, and look really nice. But when they noticed the walls weren't straight, they hired their own inspector, who came up with 80 issues. Including inadequate interior and exterior wall braces, meaning that, yeah, good wind, it'll fall down. And so the bottom line is a brand new house looks gorgeous, but it is nothing short of just its own construction zone. They had to remove the drywall and everything else, and they discovered that studs and drywall had just been cut out and other things that were going on. This is horrendous. And again, they have pictures of this, you know, where this looks like a beautiful house. And, you know, I guess I'm glad they got TV News and everything else involved in this. And both sides said they'd work on it. And the bottom line is they're still not in their new home. You know, kitchen's still ripped apart and covered in dust and all this. And just amazing. Now, by the way, the construction company, I won't name it, but it's a big home builder. They're going through it as far as that goes. But my question is, what, we think this is a one-off? Why don't we think that it's every one of the homes in that neighborhood?
I'm like thinking, okay, now, this looks like instead of, okay, this reminds you of some sort of line that basically said, oh, we're not in the new age. We're in the age of shoddy.
Well, it's unbelievable. And so now the upshot of this is, where are they now? Well, the bottom line is that the home builder was slow on a lot of things and making accusations about why they couldn't complete things. So the homeowners got lawyers. Now, the minute they got lawyers, the company that built the house just stopped right there. And so now they're not able to get back in their house. And what they're saying is, plain and simple, all we want is them to buy back their house. It's just that simple. And the interesting thing there, like I say, is the number of defects that are causing unacceptable levels of all sorts of things what are the other homes in this subdivision like? Oh, that we didn't even get into the mold.
Yeah. I would think that if you got one that I don't think that it just stops there. I think that because they build these like cookie cutter style a lot of times.
Oh, absolutely.
In subdivision.
Hey, yeah, it's hold on a minute. Don't go away. We'll check out the news and then we'll get back to it and hopefully your calls as well on WGN Radio.
Crazy little mama come knocking, brother, knocking at my front door, door, door. Crazy little mama come knocking, knocking at my front door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. I woke up this morning with a feeling of despair, looking for my baby and she wasn't there. Heard someone knocking, much to my surprise, there stood my baby looking in my eyes. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. If you got a little mama and you wanna keep her neat, keep your little mama off my street. Same thing will happen like it did before. She come knock, knock, knocking at my door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before. Crazy little mama come knocking, brother, knocking at my front door, door, door. Crazy little mama come knocking, knocking at my front door. Crazy little mama come knock, knock, knocking just like she did before.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and yes, the Eldorados on VJ at my front door, 1955. So there, a request the same day it was asked for. Happy to do that. We're talking to James on the South Side about his stories. I don't know, James, if you had sent me a story on this, but I certainly have seen them lately, and that is the puppy scams.
Oh, I sent one, I think, but I was so, a couple of these ones, it's so depressing that I just said, no, I stopped sending them.
Well, what's interesting about it to me is that it's obviously in every state it's going on, less in Illinois than some states as far as that goes, but you got a dog you want to buy, maybe you've got a breed in mind, and you go online, and the amount of fraudulent breeders, quote-unquote breeders, out there is enormous. Now, obviously, if you're looking for something like a French bulldog, watch out as far as that goes. But interestingly, the number two dog as far as people losing money trying to buy were dachshunds, and that was number one in Illinois. But the bottom line is you're going to have to look at some type of independent verification. Do not trust things that you're just seeing online.
Oh, let me tell you about one. Okay, this was years ago. Somebody at, I think it was the Sun-Times or Tribune, made a mistake on the phone number, and we kept for about two weeks, kept getting the phone calls about, do we have the cockatiel?
Yeah, I know exactly what that's like when your number turns out to be, you know, and obviously there's no malice intended, but what winds up printed, a few things have happened to me over the years. The worst one, as far as I'm concerned, and all bets were off, was a bank in California. The bank's no longer there, and Security Pacific, I think, was its name. In any event, this was the mid-90s when people were doing all these refis and all this stuff, and my number was listed for loan refinance in their publication.
Oh, yeah. Goodness.
And the branches were giving out my number. Like, they, well, call them. And so finally, I called them. I said, you know, when are you releasing your new edition of this, you know, manual? Oh, yes, we printed one. It's going to be out there. So anyway, a couple months later, the new manual comes out and my number is still in it. Well, at that point,
oh,
right. At that point, it was war. And so people would call, and you know, they'd say, you know, is this a loan refinance? Can I help you? Yes, we're interested in doing a refinance or whatever. May I please have your property identification, the numbers, and they'd give me all sorts of numbers. I had no idea what they were, of course. And I'd say, oh, I'm so sorry. Didn't you get the letter? That property was foreclosed on last month. You don't own it. Well, at that point, of course, there's hysterics. And I said, go to your local branch. So anyway, I start getting calls from branches. So I said, look, here's the deal. I told you to get my number out of your manual. You have chosen not to do it. I can say whatever I want on my phone. They reprinted their manuals.
They got stepping right to it. Oh, okay. I had a couple requests, but there was this one story about the county worker who absconded with a whole bunch of chicken wings.
I did see that. But it was an enormous amount of chicken wings. So I got to know, what wasn't it? I don't think it was $1 billion worth of chicken, but it was a lot of money. What were they doing with that many chicken wings?
I think they had gone into business for themselves.
Yeah, finger licking fraud. I saw that one, and it made me wonder. That's for sure. And of course, they have a school employee who winds up being jailed for 9 months, but stole $1.5 million worth of chicken wings. How do you fence them?
I think that they went in. Okay, I think they already had an idea what they want. Because here's the thing, and if you got skills, actually the cooking skills, and you got an idea, all you need is a product.
Well, I guess so. Anyway,
and so she flipped the bird, basically.
This is a Chicago story too, where she was.
I heard a bit about it somewhere. I think either Tribune or the Sun Times have mentioned. Maybe it was WGN, one of the other guys mentioned something about somebody doing this. I'm like thinking, well, okay, we know that it's going down smooth.
Well,
no, I can't say it's going down smooth.
The thing that I'm concerned about, though, this is once again where they act like it's a current article, and it turns out that it's from January 2023 that she was arrested. So it's not current, but apparently WGN, when it was current, reported on it that she pled guilty and got 9 years in prison. But she apparently used a district cargo van to pick up and then transport the stolen food. It was never brought to the school or provided to students. But again, okay, what did she do with it?
That was the one thing. I kind of wondered what happened to all this. If she had a business, Where did it go?
You see, you don't see that anywhere in the article. You don't see that. But it does say that she took 11,000 cases of chicken wings, and it never says, where did she deliver them?
Yeah, and that's the one thing that's why I would never get a digital subscription to any paper, because I figure, why would I want to do this to myself? Because by the time you track down, sometimes some of the good, better articles will have like another article right behind it.
Well, apparently,
okay, that'll explain it further.
Apparently, it's made all the news, including the Hindustan Times, and I guess it's current because now she's been sentenced. So that's the deal. She was arrested in January 2023, but now she gets 9 years in prison. And everything, like I say, from the Chicago Defender to the Hindustani Times, I'm still looking. Because, you know, that's the most interesting part of this story to me is, what do you do with 11,000 pounds of whatever, you know, packets of chicken wings? So,
We're talking highly perishable unless it's frozen.
Right. So what was she doing with them? Maybe the Hindustani Times has more information. I don't know. And she was a 68-year-old woman who was managing to pilfer the food from July of 2020 to February of 2022. She pled guilty. She was sentenced to 9 years. But, all right, so where did the chicken wings go? And they talk about how the chicken wings were reserved for students. Well, yeah, but where did she... Yeah, her scheme of stealing these flightless delights, yeah, it's very clever, but where did they go?
But you know, there was so many weird schemes during the pandemic. Like, there was... the Inspector General is still cracking down in the Chicago public school thing about the people, employees who filed for like pandemic assistance because they claimed they had a little side business that got impacted
or something like that.
It turned out that it didn't, or that it was just a scam to reach for some money. In fact, they fired a bunch of workers, or they ended up going to jail.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's an all too common scenario, and there were a lot of people who took advantage of the fact that there just wasn't the oversight that there could have been. But I've looked at stories everywhere, and I see absolutely nothing about what she did with 11,000 cases of chicken wings. So as far as I'm concerned, we're on the lookout. What did she's had all these interviews. What did she do with them?
But here's the thing: we already know that is gone. I understand that,
but where did this go? And so that's, to me, that's the story here. Journalists around the world are not discussing this. But let's face it: if you heard this story, wouldn't that be the first thing you'd wonder? What'd she do with the wings? Well,
yeah, so. because I saw no real follow-up stories.
No.
I'm like thinking, this is the journalism. Yeah. I'm like thinking, where's the next Walter Jacobson
All right, enough with that. I think I'm saying nothing. All right, so if you hear anything, let me know.
Okay, and a couple of requests, okay?
Yes, all right, what do you want to hear?
Okay, I got one for Patsy Cline for San Antonio. I'm trying to think of the whole name of it.
I'll look for it. What else?
And let's see. Okay. Marty Robbins sport coat and a pink carnation.
Yes, white sport coat and a pink carnation. All right. Yeah.
White.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. All right. All right. We'll do it.
And I did at the time, but I said this is too late now because it would have been better for the Olympics. Okay.
Right.
Manfred Mann, the runner. I think that was one.
All right. All right. Good deal. Thanks. Thanks for calling. I appreciate it. And thanks for the stories.
Okay, you take care.
All right, you too.
Okay, I'll get better.
Thanks, appreciate it. You too. Now, Brian in Seneca says he knows what happened to the wings, so I can't wait to hear this, and it's coming up in moments on WGN Radio.
Look at Granny run, run, and Grandpa running close behind. Look at Granny. There's something on Granddaddy's mind. He went to the doctor, got a brand new pill. The doctor said, son, you ain't over the hill. Now he can't sit still. Great gosh, a mighty one.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Look at Granny Run Run. Yeah, that's Howard Tate on Verve, 1966. Jerry Ragavoy wrote and produced that. Artie Butler arranged it. And, of course, Howard Tate. Now, he would have turned 85 today. Yeah. Grew up in Philadelphia and sang with Garnett Mims and the Enchanters for a while. And they cut some stuff. And he did some songwriting, too. Get It While You Can, Janis Joplin, and stuff like that. But he had had a drug problem. And, in fact, when I was in Philadelphia, he was just kind of on the other side of that. And I remember I had him on the air for a while, one of the stations I was working at fairly regularly. The flip side of Look at Granny Run Run is Half a Man. And I thought that was just a wonderful song. So maybe we'll play that tomorrow night. But yes, rest in peace, Howard Tate. And yeah, 85 this week. All right, so 888-876-5593 in the waning moments. And Brian and Seneca is going to solve the mystery. 11,000 cases of chicken wings. What did she do with them?
Well, she sold them to restaurants, food carts, and whatever and whoever.
Well, now, do we know a little more about, you know, because she can't, like, just go door to door. How did she pull this off?
Well, I'm just guessing because I don't know the lady except for what I read, which is about the same as what you read. But,
all right, so then you're just guessing on this, that's what she did or how she did it. See, I don't think you can move
a guess, but what else is she going to do
with
them?
Well, I don't know.
She's not going to eat 11,000 cases.
Well, that's right, but I don't know. But again, you're not going to go door-to-door with 11,000 cases. There's something organized here, and that's what I want to know. Hopefully we'll find out at some point.
It might be more organized. It might not.
Well, It's got to at least have, if not organized with many people, it's got to have organization behind it. You can't move 11,000 cases of chicken wings, and, you know, they're perishable. You got to do this right away. So there's...
She probably didn't just start stealing chicken wings on a spur of the moment. So I figure...
It was close.
She had her mind set on doing this, and she made just enough connections at just enough places... Mm. Spread out where the cook running the kitchen wasn't going to look too closely at fresh chicken wings for 50% of wholesale.
Yeah, I want to hear the rest of the story. Yeah, she was apparently employed there, you know, in 2020 she was hired, which was during the pandemic. So she did this in a year and a half. And I just love to know the whole story. And hopefully somebody at some point, Brian, who is a journalist, will investigate this and tell us both. But yeah, I agree with you. That's probably exactly what happened. But how? I'm not so sure about that. All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right. So there you have it. But yeah, how? Because again, that's an awful lot of food. And you're moving that awfully quickly. So yeah, if I put you in charge tomorrow and say, hey, I'm going to give you 11,000 boxes, you know, not 11,000 wings, 11,000 boxes of chicken wings, what are you going to do first? You know, who do you call? I don't know. Hopefully somewhere in the annals there'll be some journalist who wants to investigate the full deal. Buck Owens would have turned 95 yesterday. Speaking of people who had birthdays this week, died in his sleep in 2006, apparent heart attack. Yeah, that's the way to go. 76 years old. And Jimmy McCracklin, there you go, The Walk. Yeah, would have been 103 today. Yeah, The Walk was great. All right. Percy Mayfield would have been 104 yesterday, right? Joe Jones, yeah, known for You Talk Too Much, but so much more. And the original California Sun would be 98 yesterday. How about that? And, oh, yeah, Rod Bernard. There's one. All right, so with that note, we'll just stop going through the obits and say that 21 hours from now we'll reconvene and hopefully talk with you. Until then, that's a wrap. And we thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling, and I hope you'll do it again tomorrow night right here on WGN Radio.